This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our Achilles heel, giving up big plays in the run game. At the end of the day, man, all we could do is just, you know, go back to work, put one foot in front of the other. For me personally, I'm a big believer in Christ, man, so I'm just trying to trust his plan and knowing that I'm not necessarily fully in control of things, but trying to do what I can to try to, you know, right the ship as much as I can.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
That's Bears safety Kevin Byard on Marquee Sports Television talking about the run game that has been an Achilles heel for the Bears this season. 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. I'm Rami Makhlouf with the overnight show, but I'm just getting things started. Olin Krutz joins Mully and Haw at 7 o'clock, DJ Moore at 8, Brad Biggs at 9 with Bernstein and Harris. Anthony Herron will be here at 11, Dan Wiederer at 1, then on the afternoon show with Spiegel and Holmes, Kurt Warner at 3, Mark Grody at 4, and Jalen Johnson at 5. So lots of Bears talk and breakdown and analysis, including from a couple of the players themselves, right here on The Score throughout the day on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. And yeah, man, they were able to run that football up and down the field on the Bears today for, or excuse me, yesterday, for 131 yards. And man, I don't know. And I'm getting mad about it all over again. I didn't think I could get mad about this Bears team again. I really didn't. I had kind of, not that I wasn't invested or didn't have anything to watch for. We're all looking to see if Caleb Williams can continue to progress and develop and move in the right direction. We're all looking to see who gives a damn and should and could be a part of this thing in the future and for years to come, should they, by the grace of God, finally get this thing right. But they made me mad again. I didn't think I could be mad about the way that they lost football games. They made me mad all over again, because how the hell do you go out there and give that performance? How the hell do you come out and get out gained 319-4 yards in the first half of football? How? Lose. Fine. Lose. I actually kind of want them to lose. Give yourself better draft position. But like that? Like that? You came out like that 10 days after your head coach was fired. You came out and decided to show no pride, no competitive spirit whatsoever. Y'all yelled at your head coach till he got fired 10 days ago. And then what? The fire just went out? Just fizzled out? And while Thomas Brown owned some of that in his first game as interim head coach, dude, have some personal pride. Thomas Brown shouldn't have to get your juices flowing for this game. That he should have been focused on X's and O's, setting the practices, make sure everybody knew where they needed to be and when they were supposed to be there. But for you to come out with just nothing, no fire whatsoever, you should be embarrassed of yourself. If any Bears players are up early on a Monday morning after that loss yesterday and you tuned in to 670 The Score, you should be embarrassed of yourself. And I don't care what your name is, I don't care what number you wear, there is nobody on that roster that's devoid of blame and shouldn't be ashamed today. That performance, and especially the first half performance, just absolutely unacceptable. And if you need to get your ass kicked and get slapped around for a half to get woken up or figure out what you're supposed to be doing out there, that's really a bad sign, man. And that's never going to work on the NFL level. And all of this goes back to Ryan Poles, who on some parts of the roster apparently doesn't know how to identify talent when we're talking about offensive line, defensive line. A lot of better running backs out there than what DeAndre Swift has been for the Bears this year. But even in the places where you got guys who look the part of football players, they don't act like it, man. I don't know if Ryan Poles doesn't know how to identify the dog in dudes when going through the scouting and interviewing process. I don't know that he knows how to identify that. And that's really what culture is. Whenever Ryan Poles is throwing around culture, that's really what culture is. Having a locker room full of guys with the right mindset. Having a locker room full of guys with a certain level of pride. Having a locker room full of guys that are going to set the bar at a certain place. Just in terms of your energy level and effort and energy on a given Sunday. And they do not have that. And even, and I've said all year, I don't have patience for anybody not named Caleb and Rome. Even Caleb and Rome wear a little bit of what we saw yesterday. Week 14 of their professional careers. They got to know that coming out that unprepared, that unenthused, that lackadaisical after your head coach was fired, that's unacceptable. Even as a rookie, you're a professional now, 15 weeks into your professional career. You got to know that there's a certain level and a certain bar to clear in terms of your preparedness and your energy for a football game. That was embarrassing for each and every person in the Bears organization yesterday, but starting with and mostly the guys who stepped out onto that field. I don't know how you do that. I do not know how you come out like that after everything that was said and everything that transpired here in the last 10 days. Embarrassment. Worst loss of the season, maybe. And they don't get any easier from here. That was a team that was reeling coming in. They lost three straight. They couldn't score. They couldn't stop anybody. And they just ran all over you. Outgained you by 315 yards in one half of football. The Bears had more punts than they did first downs in the first half. They haven't scored that or haven't gained that few of yards in a half since 2000. In a quarter century. Of Bears offense, we haven't seen anything that bad for a half. And now I've gone scoreless in the first quarter of 9 of their 13 games. Just an embarrassment, man, on all levels, in every way. And I know you got stuff to get off your chest, and you are the stars of this show at 312-644-6767. Let's go out to those phones. Go out to Wisconsin. And Jeff, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Jeff?
Well, I think my wife said it best yesterday. We normally watch the second half together because she doesn't want to be around me the first half. And she said, "How's it going?" And I walked up the stairs and I go, 319 yards to 4. And she said, "What?" And I said, "4." And I've been a Bears fan since Dick Butkus, and I remember wretched years. But 4 yards net in a half, it's almost impossible.
It is. I said earlier in the show, Jeff, that if you didn't watch the game and I just handed you my notes that I take for the show and it's got, you know, my thoughts and other things. But it's got some stats in it. I have like a section where I put stats in it. If you didn't watch the game and I just handed you my notes, there are multiple things where you'd be like, this is a typo, right? This isn't what actually happened, is it? But it is. 319-4.
And sadly, you're talking to somebody who has to listen to Packers Vikings 24/7 because of where I live, and they're going to just laugh. I mean, then they might as well laugh. It's pitiful.
It is. It is, Jeff. I live in Milwaukee. I feel your pain. People will literally point a finger and laugh at me as I'm walking around town in my Bears gear.
Yeah, this is the God's honest truth. I had a Bears shirt on yesterday. I was visiting my son in Green Bay, and a Niners fan was in the store, and we both looked at each other, and we both kind of smirked, and I said, at least the Packers lost. And, you know, there one guy in front of me said, you should talk, and then there's nothing you can say anymore.
No, you can't. There's nothing we can say. We are a laughing stock. We're a punchline.
But here's what I'm thinking. You made the comment earlier, and this is what we have to cling to. Mike Ditka somehow found the Bears.
Yep.
Lovie Smith somehow found the Bears. Whether they found, you know, there's somebody that sees this as a great opportunity. Do remember they used to laugh at Bill Belichick when he was a Cleveland Browns coach. I can still remember Chris Berman saying the Natalie dressed Bill Belichick, and, you know, they'd be winning five games or four games. But this has got to turn at some point, because they got to find out who wants it bad enough. The screaming in the locker room, just that's like something out of junior high school.
And I mean, I appreciate the call, Jeff. I said it last segment.
Thank you.
No, thank you for making it. I said it last segment. I don't excuse it. I don't justify it. I'm not here to say they should be doing it. I understand why those players came to the point of that they did, where their frustration boiled over the way that it did. Anyone who can't wrap their head around, have you never been failed by an institution? Have you never been in a workplace and looked around and gone, what the hell are we even doing here? Why is everybody around me not doing what they're supposed to be doing? What is happening? You've never been failed by an institution to the point where you wanted to just yell at your boss or your coworker. You maybe don't do it, but we've all been there, right? To where we understand. We go, okay, I get it. I wouldn't have done it, but I get it. I get it. But again, it's a sign. It's indicative of the lack of culture that you got. Guys don't do that in places with competent head coaches or in organizations that have a certain culture, have a certain standard that's been set. They don't do that. So I understand both sides of it. Nobody needs to be, you know, walked to the gallows because they yelled at Matt Eberflus. They were as frustrated with him as the rest of us. How many of us were yelling at our TVs on Thanksgiving? This text from the 702, how many point blank drops have more Komet and Allen had this year? 15 to 20 by my count. I don't know if it's quite that high, but yeah, a lot. And the Cole Kmet 2-point conversion yesterday, like right in the numbers, dude.
You couldn't have put that pass in a better spot.
It was a beautiful pass, and it was a high difficulty pass. He had to drop his arm down and throw it at a weird angle. He had to get it through a tight window. He had to get the pass off quick because, of course, a pass rush was coming. Caleb Williams is never not throwing the ball under duress. It was a high difficulty throw that he made, and he put it. It couldn't have been more perfect. It was right between the 8 and the 5.
I know for a fact this is a real stat from last year too. DJ Moore had the lowest percentage of dropped passes out of the entire NFL last year at 1.2%. Now, I'm not saying it's just him, but going off of that Texas point, that group has seen quite a few that have been head-scratching, to say the least.
Another texter. Well, then why do all these guys drop balls? Does Caleb throw too hard for them? Seems so. No, that's not it. He's not throwing too hard.
You're asking for your rookie quarterback to let up on his throw? I mean, are you kidding me
just
right
now?
Just
pull back a little bit. No, there are guys in this league. Dude, Brett Favre and Troy Aikman literally used to break guys' fingers with how hard they threw the football. So, no, Caleb Williams isn't throwing it too hard.
Remember that pre-draft story that we heard Caleb Williams, when he was younger, he broke his coach's wedding band?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But no,
so you're asking him to stop now?
These are professional wide receivers. These are NFL wide receivers. They should be able to catch balls that are being thrown at them at high velocities. From the 6-3 out, yes, Cole Kmet is fantastic. His only problem is that he can't block or catch a pass. He's been having a rough go of it. Now, there was that stretch where the ball just didn't come his way. You know what I mean? Not a lot to do. Not a lot you can do about that if you're a tight end and the ball just isn't coming your way. Like that's part of the reason why Shane Waldron isn't here anymore. But when the ball does come your way and you're a $70 million man at the tight end position and it hits you right in between the 8 and the 5, well, I can't really defend you. That's kind of egregious.
You gotta make the play.
Shouldn't be happening. 847. I agree the Bears offensive line is awful, but Williams holds on to the ball too long. I wish he wouldn't worry about throwing interceptions and let the ball fly. He does hold on to the ball too long. I think there's three things at play there. One, rookie. That's really all I have to say. He's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. Two, he doesn't want to throw the interception, which you touched on right there. And three, he's the type, so he'll take the sack rather than the interception. But three, one of his, and leading up to the draft, he talked all the time about Aaron Rodgers was a guy who he modeled his game after. I worked in Milwaukee for a long time, talking Packers. Don't worry, I'm one of you, born and raised Chicago Bears fan right here in the great city of Chicago. But I did work in Milwaukee for a long time. One of the criticisms of Aaron Rodgers throughout my time there was he holds on to the ball too long. And it's the same thing that Caleb Williams is trying to do. They both have that ability to stretch a play, extend a play with their feet, keep their eyes downfield, and look for somebody to get open or just go and get the first down themselves with their feet and run for it. And I don't necessarily want to take that out of Caleb's game. You know what I mean? I don't want him throwing interceptions either, but I don't want to take that out of Caleb's game. So I'm willing to put up with the growing pains, and B, even after the growing pains, assuming he develops into the quarterback we all hope he is, I'm still okay with him holding on to the ball a little bit long if it means sometimes he gets sacked, but sometimes he extends the play and makes something awesome happen. You know what I mean? There are certain things that quarterbacks do where you're going to have to take the bad with the good, and that might just be part of Caleb's style of playing the quarterback position. And yeah, when you do that, the offensive line is going to get tabbed with sacks that maybe they don't deserve, where they protected you for 4, 5, 6 seconds, but you were looking for something downfield and somebody caught up to you and you got taken down. It's not really fair to the offensive line, but at the same time, if you're playing with an all-pro quarterback, you don't really care if people are adding a few sacks to your tally at the end of the year. 312-644-6767 with you until 5 o'clock on Score Overnights on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. We haven't heard from Kyle Shanahan, who was asked about these Bears rumors. We will hear that. We'll also hear from you, the star of the overnight show, at 312-644-6767. Lots of text to get to. Lots of folks on the phone lines. Get in line if you are so inclined. If you're just waking up on a Monday morning to head to work, got some Bears thoughts to get off your chest, I'm here for you. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Overnights on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Get in at 312-644-6767, and I'll talk to you right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
And I'm just kicking things off. Mullion Haw just around the corner, including visits from Olin Cruz at 7, DJ Moore at 8. Want to hear from DJ, of course, Brad Biggs. At 9, you always want to hear from Bigsy. Midday show, Bernstein and Harris. Anthony Herron will be here at 11. Dan Wiederer at 1 on the afternoon show. Kurt Warner joins Spiegel and Holmes at 3. Mark Rohde at 4. And a guy who's catching a lot of heat in these texts and calls today, Jalen Johnson, will be with Spiegel and Holmes at 5 o'clock. And that's not a guy who dodges the heat. He'll be here to face it right here on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. I've been saying all night long, and I'll continue to say, you are the stars of this overnight show. 312-644-6767. Kyle Shanahan was asked about the Bears rumors. I'll bring you that in just 1 minute, but let me get in August from the north side. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, August?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
So I have a question for you. I didn't see the game today, so I didn't see what the big deal is about Jalen Johnson again, but maybe you could tell me about that. But I had another question for you. Why don't the Bears hire their own offensive coordinator and then also a head coach instead of just letting the head coach bring in his own people and then he has to fire the guy when he's a bad choice?
As far as Jalen Johnson goes, he got worked over pretty good by Juwan Jennings today. Juwan Jennings, after he scored the first touchdown of the game, they identified a problem and they were like, let's put Jalen Johnson on him. He basically followed him around the field the rest of the day, and Juwan Jennings finished with, if I have it right, 7 receptions for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's why people are, or 7 receptions for 90 yards. I sold him a little short. 7 receptions for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. And so that's why people are on Jalen Johnson's case a little bit today. As far as keeping Eric Brown as offensive coordinator, should they hire a whole new staff? I don't think that would be something that's out of the question. And honestly, that's not an idea that I hate. Let's see how these last 4 weeks play out and Thomas Brown's influence on Caleb Williams and the rest of the offense. But For continuity's sake, so this guy doesn't have his third offensive coordinator in 2 years, I don't hate the idea of Thomas Brown being kept on as offensive coordinator with a new staff should they decide to go in a different direction at head coach. And I don't think that's something that'll be ruled out. It all depends who they hire, what system they want to run, do Do they have a relationship or some sort of history with Thomas Brown or somebody who they knows Thomas Brown?
What system? Who wants to run? Because they can't be trusted. Whoever's been choosing the system.
you're right about that, August. You're right about that. I appreciate the call. And it goes back to a point I've been making, which is whoever you hire, are they going to know what the hell they're doing? Because the Bears hired them. And the Bears don't hire people who know what the hell they're doing. Before we hear from Kyle Shanahan, let's get in Mark from Joliet. Mark, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Mark?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well,
so I think, you know, the season's lost right now. You know, you don't want to win more games and then have a lower draft pick. And, you know, get as much as a draft pick, give them as much as they can to get trade up, trade down, and get more picks, fix the O-line, and then, you know, next season, losing to this year has been just terrible. Like, to be a Bears fan, I'd rather be blown out every game than the games that we've had to witness, like losing by a combined, like, 5, 6, 7 points, you know?
Yep. No, I hear you. They've lost to. I appreciate the call. They've lost to the rest of the division, the best division in football, by a total of 7 points. And I appreciate Mark's optimism as far as you use these draft picks and you trade down or you trade up and you address these problems. Sounds great on paper, and that's what I hope they do. Do I have the utmost faith in Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears that either A, they're going to identify talent, especially at the positions where they've not been able to identify talent to this point, namely offensive and defensive line? And B, can he identify dogs? Can he get guys in here who have a certain level of pride, who are going to set a certain standard or a certain bar in terms of the way that they and those around them compete? Those are two different elements of scouting. Now, when it comes to certain positions, Ryan Poles does seem to be able to identify talent. Other positions, not so much. And across the board, based on the way this season has gone and based on the way that this team reacted or did not react to the firing of their head coach 10 days later, identifying dogs, identifying competitors, high-level competitors, not something that Ryan Poles is great at doing. Just going to say it. I've teased this a couple times now. After yesterday's loss by the Bears, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, he was asked about, I'm just going to call them unsubstantiated rumors, not even rumors, just an idea that was floated right here on 670 The Score by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, that maybe the Bears go shopping for a coach in a trade. And he mentioned, the names he mentioned were Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, and then on his subsequent appearance, he said after he named those guys, an anonymous coach called him and said, hey, why didn't you bring me up? I'm still trying to figure out who that coach is. I'm so curious to know who that coach is. But Kyle Shanahan was asked about that possibility of being traded to the Bears in the offseason after beating the living hell out of the Bears 38-13 Sunday in San Francisco, and here's what he had to say.
Last week, there's been some rumors all over the webs that you could be traded to Chicago, and John called them comical. Do you have a word to describe those rumors?
I don't know why they come out, but, like, that's, I mean, I don't want to be any place in the world more than here, and my family feels just as strong, if not a lot stronger. So, I hope he's going to have to kick me out of here, so there's no way I'm making that decision.
Now, assuming he's telling the truth, because what's he going to say? Like, yeah, I mean, look how our season is going. I might want out, and I might want to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Like, he's going to say that. But assuming that's true, the way coach trades work, and they're rare, they're once a decade or so, the way coach trades work, you have to find a head coach who you want, who does not want to be in the place that they're at, and their employer is willing to part with them as well for the proper compensation. If he's happy there, if his family's happy there, if the 49ers are happy with him there, obviously Kyle Shanahan ain't going anywhere. Wouldn't stop me from picking up the phone. It didn't stop the 49ers from picking up the phone when the Packers were telling everybody we're not trading Aaron Rodgers. Remember that story? That they called them up and said, hey, how about we trade for Aaron Rodgers?
Tom Brady, too.
They always pick up that phone. So I'm sure the 49ers would understand if Ryan Poles picked up the phone and said, hey, I know what Kyle said at that press conference, but any chance that was just lip service and he might want out of there and might want to be our head coach? Pick up the phone and make that call. But if you're Kyle Shanahan and you just did to this team what you just did yesterday with the roster, the injury-depleted roster that you have, and a team that was underground the last 3 weeks, and yet you were able to come out and do what you did against the Bears and see that lack of fight, see that lack of competitive spirit, see that lack of dog in this roster, and see all the dysfunction within the Chicago Bears as an organization and go, yeah, I want to be there instead of here. One of the most successful organizations in the league as far as playoff appearances over the last two decades. No, why would you want to leave there to come here? I'm not even going to bring the weather into it. Why would you want to leave there to come here? Why would you want to leave that franchise to come to this franchise? But you make the call. You also call about Sean McVay. I call about Kevin Stefanski. There's a few guys around the league that I check in and see if I could make them their head coach, make them my head coach, and what exactly it would take to do that. That, by the way, I'm about to ruin everybody's Monday morning. Just as you're rolling out of bed to get ready for work on a Monday morning, and as if it wasn't bad enough after the Bears lost 38-13, I'm a glutton for punishment because I'm not just looking ahead to see how the Bears screw up this head coaching hire. I can't help but to look back, man, and what could have been, and the head coaches that have been hired in this league since Matt Eberflus was hired as the Bears head coach. So guys that if the Bears, you know, knew how to identify a good head coach or knew that Matt Eberflus wasn't it earlier and fired him and made a move to hire a new head coach. These are guys that were on the market and were hired by other teams that, in theory, could have been the coach of the Chicago Bears. And listen to this list of names. First of all, Kevin O'Connell and Mike McDaniel were hired the same year that Matt Eberflus was. Both those guys, pretty good head coaches. And both of those guys know what to do with a quarterback. Imagine that. Let's see. I'll keep going. DeMeco Ryans got hired by the Houston Texans 1 year later. He's been pretty good. Anyone ever heard of Sean Payton? Has he ever done anything in this league?
I was waiting for that one.
Chicago ties, too. He could have been the Bears head coach if they just had a little bit of foresight and thought a little bit sooner, hey, maybe Matt Eberflus ain't it.
Well, and you talk about trading for a coach.
Yep.
Look what Denver gave up, and look at the results this year with the rookie quarterback.
Dude, that roster is garbage. That roster that the Denver Broncos have, because they were in salary cap hell, they had to make a lot of tough choices. What he's doing with that roster, I know Kevin O'Connell is the hot candidate for coach of the year, and there's probably a few guys between Kevin O'Connell and Sean Payton. What Sean Payton is doing with that roster, miracle.
It's not getting talked about enough.
I don't like the dude. Like I told you, I like Matt Eberflus, the man. I don't like the head coach. I don't like Sean Payton. I'd gladly take him as my head coach.
100% agree.
Jonathan Gannon of the Arizona Cardinals doing a lot more with what he's got than what Matt Eberflus and his staff have done with the Bears. Dan Quinn of Washington, he got hired last year, doing a lot more with what he's got than what Matt Eberflus and his staff did with the Bears. I'd take Jared Mayo over Matt Eberflus. Jim Harbaugh, Raheem Morris, Dave Canales, all these guys. Now, some of them haven't stacked up the wins the way you'd like to see quite yet, but I would take any one of these guys based on what I've seen over Matt Eberflus and his staff and what I've seen from them over the last 3 years. So I know that wasn't a fun exercise. Sorry if you threw up your oatmeal, but that's what could have been for the Chicago Bears as far as their head coaching situation. Let me get in one more quick call here before the break. Jack is on the road. Now Jack is on the score. What's up, Jack?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about this for a while. Bears are a mentally defeated team even before they take the field.
Yep.
I'm convinced of that.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, look at the first half. They just keep doing the same damn thing over and over. Enough. Do something different. You know, and it's just so frustrating to watch this team. They have more talent. They're just a mentally – the other teams are ready to play football. And that's – if we put it under the umbrella of good coaches, isn't that what good coaches do?
Mm-hmm.
They get their team ready to play football. And if you watch other games, I watch a lot of football. You know, next week the San Francisco 49ers, well, let's say look pedestrian against another team. You know, it's a tight game. How does that happen? Other teams get ready to play football. The Bears, that's been their nemesis the whole season. I don't think they understand that whole locker room how to get ready to play football. Thanks.
I appreciate the call. The 49ers have 3 days to get ready for the Rams, who beat Josh Allen and the Bills in a shootout today. Don't be surprised if they go right back to looking like the team that they looked like the last 3 weeks when they take on the Rams on Thursday. Because, again, the Bears are what heals you. The Bears are your panacea for anything that ails you. You can't get your run game going? Here's some Bears. You can't score first in football games? Take a little Bears. Whatever it is that ails you, your defense isn't very good. Play the Bears for the first half. Whatever it is that you're not good at, whatever it is that hurts, whatever it is that ails, just take a little Bears. They'll fix it right up. They'll cure you with a quickness. But don't be surprised if that wears off and the 49ers look like the team that couldn't buy a win for the last 3 weeks when they take on the Rams on Thursday. 312-644-6767, 708 says Poles should be fired today. This is the team he built. This is the mess he made. I don't remember if it was either Chris Emma or Dan Wiederer on with Spiegel and Holmes earlier this week. I can't remember which one it was. Tyler, if you heard it or you know, maybe you can tell me. But one of them asked about Ryan Poles and the fact that Kevin Warren said, we are aligned and Ryan Poles is going to be our GM. To say that now with 5 games left to go, I think is premature. Because if this continues to go the way that it goes, you have to consider the fact that not only did Ryan Poles hire Matt Eberflus, or at least that's what he told us, not only did Ryan Poles decide to keep Matt Eberflus in an offseason where he was using the number one pick in the draft on a quarterback, and rather than getting a new head coach to align with that quarterback, you decided to bring back Matt Eberflus. But man, as I've been saying throughout the show, we're seeing now that it's not just the coaches, based on what we saw in San Francisco yesterday. That this roster lacks talent, that this roster lacks culture, that this roster lacks any level of competitive spirit whatsoever. And that's an indictment on Ryan Poles. For Kevin Warren to sit up there and declare Ryan Poles his GM and safe in that role with 5 games left to go on a 6-game, now 7-game and counting losing streak in a season that's as disappointing as any in recent memory for the Chicago Bears when you talk about expectations versus results. How is that guy safe? He's done some good things, no doubt. But this is a results business. And the results from Ryan Poles have been 2 years of tanking, making a nice trade with Carolina, getting lucky that they ended up getting the number one pick and that Caleb Williams was there for you, and not much else. This dude has shown he's good at losing and getting lucky. That's it. And compiling assets through that. What he does with those assets, as far as building a competitive NFL roster, hasn't shown me much yet. I don't know about you, and I don't know what he's shown Kevin Warren that he's locked in and safe as a general manager of the Chicago Bears. He's got to be evaluated. Here's another one from the 408. Perfect games equals get Ryan Poles fired at the end of the year. That goes back to my perfect losses theory. 312-644-6767. This is from the 708. I won't watch another Bears game this year because it's bad for my health. I mean, if it is, then you should stop. You should stop. They won't remedy what it is that ails you. They'll only make it worse. They remedy other NFL teams. 312-644-6767. One more segment for me here on the Score Overnight Show on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. And we are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank, and back in just a few minutes right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Rami Makhlouf on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
And just the start of a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Coming up, it's Mully and Haw, of course. Olin Krutz joins the guys at 7, DJ Moore at 8, Brad Biggs at 9, and it just keeps going from there. Bernstein and Harris are joined by Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Wiederer at 1, Spiegel and Holmes get Kurt Warner at 3, Mark Rohde at 4, Jalen Johnson at 5, and then on Tuesday, TJ Edwards joins the Bernstein and Harris show. All that right here on the Score, as nobody covers the Bears like we do. 312-644-6767. Got a few more minutes to take some of your calls. I'm sure the Juan Soto news will come up here on the Score, even though it is a football Monday throughout the day. He signs a 15-year deal with the Mets worth about $70 million per year. And in case you're wondering, no, the Cubs did not put in a call. They were not involved. And I don't think I need to tell you this, but neither were the White Sox. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the South Side. And George, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, it was a disaster yesterday. This thing looks terrible. It was a showcase of, you can tell all the bad things that's been happening to this team. Showed up in a big way yesterday. And yeah, I'm just hoping that the next coach they get, man, is somebody with experience, or they really do their research, because, yeah, it's not looking too good. It looks like we need a lot of help in a lot of places. And the Poe's got to go, and the next general manager that comes in here could get the job done and could put all the right people together to.
George, I appreciate the call, man, and I appreciate you listening here on a Monday morning. That's the scariest thing about this, man, is that whoever this next coach is, he's going to have to weed out, or maybe the next GM is, if they take a look at Ryan Poles, like I said, they should do. Whoever the next GM and or coach is, they're going to have to weed out the guys that are problematic culturally. The guys that are in there setting the wrong tone. The guys that are in there not setting the bar high enough. And that means sometimes taking a step back. Either taking a step back talent-wise to address your culture problems, or taking a step back in drafting somebody to replace an already established veteran, and now you have to get them up to speed all over again. And if it's a new GM, we might be talking about not a full-on rebuild. I don't think any GM would come in here and start a full-on rebuild the way Ryan Poles did 3 years ago. But it would be, if a new GM is going to want to come in and sort of reset, not rebuild and get rid of everybody, but reset and do what I'm talking about here, which is finding out who is part of the problem and finding out who can be part of the solution. And that's going to take time. That's going to take a year or two of that evaluation process and figuring out who's a part of this thing, who are the leaders, who are the voices, and everything else that goes into it. That's the scariest part about all this, man, is that what we thought was pretty close to a complete roster, even if you saw the holes on offensive and defensive line, what we thought was a pretty good roster really needs to be analyzed now. Really, really needs to be analyzed, both from a standpoint of who's living up to the expectations and the contracts that we've given them, just from a football standpoint and going out there, and how fast can you run? How high can you jump? How consistently can you catch and tackle and everything else that goes into being a football player? But the personality measuring and testing of this roster and of this team is going to have to start all over again to figure out, again, who's been part of the problem and who can be part of the solution. And that might be a process, whether it's a new coach or a new GM and new coach, that's going to be a process that takes time, man. And we're going to be sitting here next year being asked to be patient again. Remember, we were all being asked to be patient at the start of the season because it was a rookie quarterback and new offensive coordinator and new pieces, and hey, they're going to have to take time to figure this thing out. We're going to start that all over again. I don't know that I can go through that again. I really don't. To that effect, somebody asks, what's the point of getting upset about a team that's been perpetually 6-11 for the past 40 years? Same old Bears until further notice. Adrian from Oceanside texting from the 630. Because that's what we do, Adrian. Because that's what we do, all right? We're fans of the Bears, and we want to see the Bears do well. And when they don't, we get upset, especially when they don't in the style and the fashion that they didn't yesterday. You can't come out like that, man.
It's dawning in the back of my mind for sure, hearing you say that. If they mess this up, when are they ever going to get it right?
I don't know.
If you mess Caleb Williams up, seriously, when are you going to get this right?
If they can break Caleb Williams, which I think they can. A lot of people think they can't. A lot of people think he's franchise proof. If they can break Caleb Williams, they can break anybody. Because he is as good a quarterback prospect as I've seen, at least in a Bears uniform. He has everything you want, man. He really does. I said... The way they came out, Caleb has to own a certain level of that. Even as the rookie quarterback, just the lack of spirit and competitiveness that they came out with. Everybody on that roster has to own that. You don't have to be in your second and third year in the league to know that you need to come out prepared and you need to come out with a certain level of energy and effort and intensity to start a game. Like that's something Caleb Williams should know even as a rookie. But that being said, everything else about the dude, like there are not a lot of holes in his game and in his makeup as a quarterback in this league. If they can break him, they can break anybody. And I believe they can. It's just a matter of how long will it take? Because they haven't yet. He's gotten better as the season has gone on. Could be even better. He has been set back a certain number of weeks based on everything that he's gone through this year. And if they don't get it right next year, he'll be set back a few more weeks. And if they don't get it right the following year, he'll get set back a few more weeks. And that's when we all start going, man, is this guy ever going to be as good as we all thought he was and as everybody told us he was? And we're going to blame him the way we did Justin Fields, the way that we did Mitch Trubisky. And we're going to forget that this is just a mess of an organization, a dysfunctional mess of an organization. And they're the reason that none of these guys at the quarterback position can ever reach their potential. And no, I'm not saying Mitch Trubisky was ever going to be a Hall of Famer. No, I'm not saying Justin Fields was ever going to be a Hall of Famer. Just that there was more there to get out of those guys. And if they never get everything they can out of Justin Fields, tap into his potential fully and get that all out of him and let him hit his ceiling, they can break anybody. And I wouldn't be even a little bit surprised. I'll be sad. I'll be disappointed. But I won't be surprised. This has been fun. You guys have been great. Full phone lines. Overnight. That's awesome that you guys were able to do that. And I appreciate you. All your contributions on the show, via the text, via the phones. We're just getting started here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Olin Kreutz is going to be with Mully and Haw at 7, DJ Moore at 8, and Brad Biggs at 9, and much, much more throughout the day on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. I've been Rami Makhlouf. I'll be back next Monday for the Overnighter with Tyler and you. And until then, I am Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.